KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 7:06, it's clear and 50 degrees in Atlantic. We look for clear skies this morning, partly cloudy to cloudy this afternoon, with a slight chance of showers late and a high of 72. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Lindeman Tractor, offering you farm equipment that works as hard as you do. Well, funeral services will be held next Tuesday afternoon in Fontenelle for the 3-year-old boy who died Sunday afternoon when a tree fell on him as he was playing hide-and-seek with his stuffed animals under a tree in the family's backyard. Nathan Tater Hutt died instantly from injuries he suffered when a huge maple tree fell over and landed on top of him. The accident happened at around 12:45 p.m. His mother, Alicia, called 911. Fontenelle Police Chief Pat Henry told the Des Moines Register that it had been windy that day. Too windy for the old tree, he said, which was basically hollow, with only about 5 inches of wood remaining around the edges of the trunk. Henry said the tree looked fine from the outside, and there was no way to tell it was so internally weak. Funeral services for Nathan Hutt will be held Tuesday at 3 o'clock at the Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Fontenelle. Memorials may be directed to the Nathan Hutt Memorial Fund in care of the First National Bank in Fontenelle. News time is 7:07.
When you plant with a planter that doesn't have automatic shutoffs, you waste seed. When you waste seed, you lose money. When you lose money, you start digging for change. When you dig for change, you find yourself searching under the seats in your pickup where you find 27 cents. When you only have 27 cents, you have to settle for free coffee. And when you drink free coffee, it's usually cold, thick, and tastes like mud, so you feel like you're eating dirt. Don't eat dirt. Call Lindeman Tractor and ask about a new Kinze planter with automatic shutoffs.
This is Lon from Lindeman Tractor. If you're throwing away money on overlap and rows, give us a call. With the new Kinze planter equipped with auto row shutoffs, you'll save money. Don't plant another year without them. Give Rick, Chris, Jay, or me a call. If you're interested in adding shutoffs to your current planter, ask for Ryan. At Lindeman Tractor, your Kinze dealer in Atlantic. True blue.
Authorities in Montgomery County are investigating some recent incidents of thefts in the Red Oak and Stanton area. Sheriff's officials say they received two reports on Tuesday. One of the incidents occurred sometime between Saturday and Monday south of Red Oak. A white and yellow 2012 Cub Cadet GT2100 lawn tractor and a black 1995 H&H dovetail trailer were reported stolen from Dickel Outdoor Power just off of Highway 48. The trailer with Iowa license plate number 3544HB is valued at $3,000, while the lawn tractor was valued at $4,000. The second incident occurred on the 500 block of Thorn Street in Stanton. Officials say the victim reported someone removed two center caps off the rims of her 1999 Ford F-250 pickup truck and damaged an aluminum door on the inside of her 2000 Kiefer-built horse trailer. The loss was estimated at $350 altogether. Anyone with information about either of those crimes is asked to contact the Montgomery County Sheriff's Office or Montgomery County Crime Stoppers. The driver of a semi-tractor trailer suffered what were described as minor injuries to his shoulder following an accident north of Atlantic late Tuesday morning. According to the State Patrol, 60-year-old Russell W. Hayes of Rock Island, Illinois, was traveling east on I-80 at around 10:50 a.m., about a quarter of a mile west of the Olive Street or Exit 57 interchange. When the 2003 Freightliner semi he was driving went out of control and entered the South Ditch. The rig came to rest upright against a drainage ditch. Hayes was transported to the Cass County Hospital in Atlantic by medevac ambulance for treatment of his injuries. Officials say he was wearing a seatbelt. The operator of an all-terrain vehicle was arrested Sunday in Audubon County following an investigation into a crash that sent three people to the hospital. The Audubon County Sheriff's Department said 25-year-old Cale James Bullock of Gray was arrested at around 4 a.m. Sunday on OWI first offense, reckless driving, and interference with official acts charges following the crash which occurred earlier that same morning northeast of Gray. Officials say three passengers on the 2006 Arctic Cat ATV were injured. 39-year-old Brandy K. Van Sickle and 17-year-old Megan Beam, both of Gray, and 18-year-old Helena Trusty of Denison were transported to the Audubon County Hospital by Audubon Fire and Rescue. Bullock and another passenger on the ATV, Casey Stephen Bullock of Gray, were not hurt during the crash. Authorities say the vehicle was traveling north on Goldfinch Avenue when it collided with the bridge railing and went into the east ditch before rolling over. The incident remains under investigation and additional charges are pending. Damage to the ATV was estimated at $1,500. Cass County Sheriff's Office said no injuries were reported following a two-vehicle accident Monday afternoon in Anita that happened at Lynn Street and Highway 83 at around 3:35 p.m. When a 2012 Buick Enclave driven by 25-year-old Matthew Bonison of Anita was struck from behind. The incident happened as Bonnison was westbound on Main Street in Anita and waiting to turn into the Casey's General Store parking lot. His car was hit by a 2001 Mitsubishi Eclipse, driven by 16-year-old Colby Dean Henson of Anita. Henson was ticketed for failure to stop within an assured clear distance. Damage to Bonnison's vehicle was estimated at $2,000, while Henson's vehicle sustained an estimated $3,000 damage. And the Cass County Sheriff's Office Tuesday released additional details about a rollover accident that occurred Sunday evening near the Cass-Adams County line. Officials say they were notified about the crash on Yankton Road just east of 630th Street at around 6:20 p.m. Their report said a 1996 Chevy Corsica driven by 16-year-old Hunter Dane Bechtol was traveling east on Yankton Road when Bechtol lost control of the vehicle, which then rolled into the north ditch. Bechtol and three male passengers in the car, ages 13, 14, and 15, suffered minor injuries and were transported to CCMH for evaluation. All of the occupants were wearing their seatbelts. Bechtol was ticketed for failure to maintain control. Damage to the vehicle was estimated at $2,500. News time is 7:12.
When you plant with a planter that doesn't have automatic shutoffs, you waste seed. When you waste seed, you lose money. When you lose money, you start digging for change. When you dig for change, you find yourself searching under the seats in your pickup where you find 27 cents. When you only have 27 cents, you have to settle for free coffee. And when you drink free coffee, it's usually cold, thick, and tastes like mud, so you feel like you're eating dirt. Don't eat dirt. Call Lindeman Tractor and ask about a new Kinze planter with automatic shutoffs.
This is Lon from Lindeman Tractor. If you're throwing away money on overlap and rows, give us a call. With the new Kinze planter equipped with auto row shutoffs, you'll save money. Don't plant another year without them. Give Rick, Chris, Jay, or me a call. If you're interested in adding shutoffs to your current planter, ask for Ryan. At Lindeman Tractor, your Kinze dealer in Atlantic. True blue.
And in our funeral announcements, Harry Olson, age 88, of Coon Rapids, died Sunday. Funeral services for Harry Olson will be today at 10:30 at the Christian Church in Coon Rapids. Odie Funeral Home of Coon Rapids has arrangements. Doris Camaseo, age 91, of Guthrie Center, died Saturday. Funeral services for Doris Camaseo will be today at 11 o'clock at the Twig Funeral Home in Guthrie Center. Victor Coppold, age 74, of Shenandoah and formerly of Harlan, died Saturday. Funeral services for Victor Coppold will be today at 11 o'clock at the Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. Karen Schleifarth, age 64, of Earlham and formerly of Greenfield, died Thursday. Celebration of life services for Karen Schleifarth will be today at 2 o'clock at the Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield. Jude Lineker Philbrick, age 59, formerly of Dexter, died Saturday. Memorial services for Judy Philbrick will be held Thursday at 10:30 at the Johnson Family Funeral Home in Earlham. Lloyd Murtis, age 86, of Carson, died Sunday. Funeral services for Lloyd Murtis will be tomorrow at 10:30 at the Carson United Methodist Church. Reconvene Funeral Home in Oakland has arrangements. Edna Weeks, age 84, of Audubon, died Thursday. A massive Christian burial service for Edna Weeks will be tomorrow at 10:30 at St. Patrick's Catholic Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has arrangements. Lloyd Robinson, age 72, of Irwin, died Monday. Funeral services for Lloyd Robinson will be on Friday at 10:30 at the Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. Lois Wolford, age 89, of Atlantic and formerly of Messina, died Monday. Funeral services for Lois Wolford will be Friday at 11 o'clock at the Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic. Gerald Esslinger, age 85, of Bayard, died Monday. Graveside services for Gerald Esslinger will be held Saturday at 11 o'clock at the Highland Township Cemetery south of Bayard. Odie Funeral Home in Bayard has arrangements. Aletha Brew, age 86, of Harlan, died Sunday. Funeral services for Aletha Brew will be held June the 5th at 1 o'clock at the Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Harlan. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Nathan Tater Hutt, age 3, of Fontenelle, died Sunday. Funeral services for Nathan Hutt will be held Tuesday at 3 o'clock at the Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Fontenelle. Steen Funeral Home in Fontenelle has arrangements. Lloyd Schroeder, age 85, of Atlantic, died May 23rd. Memorial services for Lloyd Schroeder will be held at a later date. The Roland Funeral Service in Atlantic is in charge of the arrangements. And Alan Burks, age 78, of Manila, died Tuesday. In Denison, services for Alan Burks are pending with the Odie Funeral Home in Manning. Our news was brought to you by Lindemann Tractor. Lindemann Tractor is good news for your blues. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.